In our gospel for today, Jesus Christ is teaching us how to face challenges in life. The Pharisees were hostile to Jesus and conspired to destroy him. He was a threat to their authority and wanted him to be eliminated. But how Jesus responded? Did he confront them face to face? Jesus was fully aware of their plotting, and so he disappeared from sight for a while. We should be clear that Jesus did not go out of his way to confront and attack people. Still less was his behavior deliberately designed to create trouble for himself. So there are people like that. They go out of their way to make trouble for others and for themselves. Jesus never behaved in such way. He did not want to attack or be attacked by certain people. He did not deliberately engineer his own sufferings in death. Quite the contrary. So now as things get hot for him, he withdraws for a while. So there are things in life that we need to withdraw to understand what is happening. This is not a coward act, but a time for reflection, quiet, and be in touch with God. Confronting people is not always the best option, but rather to live for a while, to think wisely, and focus on what is more important. In my office, I posted in my wall a saying that runs this way: silence is the most powerful scream. Which gives me a second thought that if it is really worth to talk, confront, or even say something to shield myself, sometimes I need to be silent or withdraw to be strengthened. Jesus Christ is teaching us this way. Aware of the anger, hostility of the Pharisees, he departed. So my brothers and sisters, how do we face challenges in life? Are we always confronting them? Or we pause, think, be quiet to clear our mind if it's worth to say or do something? Most of the time, the best option is to be quiet, reflect, and be in touch with oneself and with God before making any move or decision. In times of trouble and difficulties, let us be with Jesus, and he will teach us what to do. Let us be quiet in prayer, and the answer will be found not in talking or squarely confronting the situation, but in silence with Jesus. Let us ask our Blessed Mother to intercede for us. Like her, most of the time, she is silent or quiet as she reflects on what is happening on her son and on himself or herself. May the Mother, our Blessed Mother, give us that kind of attitude in times of trouble. Quiet and in touch with God.